Have you noticed that we live in a world that loves to disagree, debate, argue, and even fight? It's because Paul says that's the sign that you're being led by the flesh. We argue about anything. We argue about some of everything. What political side of the fence are you on? Are you a Democrat or Republican? Who's the best football team, the Cowboys or the Texans? What about the Saints? Who's the best rapper? I mean, who won the beef? Was it Drake or Kendrick? What about J. Cole? Even Chris Brown? We argue about everything. Which church is better? Which preacher is better? Can I wear this? Should I wear that? We argue about anything. And the truth is, in Galatians 5, verse 25, Paul says, since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. He lets us know in chapter 5 of Galatians, you'll know who's leading you by the way that you conduct yourself. As a believer, you're not supposed to be living as if you're on a reality TV show. There are principles in our lives that we're supposed to be following. In fact, he says, won't be so much back and forth if you read chapter 5, verse 14, because he says you ought to love your neighbor as yourself. He says, if you read verse 16, that you ought to walk by the Spirit. He says, if you read verse 22 and 23, you'll know you're being led by the Spirit when you see love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Why are you fighting and debating? He says, it's because you're being led by the flesh. On today, it is my prayer we'll check our lives and make sure we are finding the Spirit of God through the actions that we are displaying in this world. Chapter 5, verse 25, the book of Galatians. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Stop the fighting and debating, and praise his holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.